Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Today we are reading from the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Contents of the Gita summarized, text 23. Nainam. Good. So, please repeat. Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam dahati pavaka. Natchenam kledyantyapo.
Natchenam kledyantyapo.
Na sosasyati maruta.
Na sosasyati maruta.
Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam dahati pavaka.
Nainam dahati pavaka.
Natchenam kledyantyapo.
Natchenam kledyantyapo.
Na sasasyati maruta.
Na sasasyati maruta.
Nainam chindanti shastrani.
Nainam chindanti shastrani.
Nainam dahati pavaka.
Nainam dahati pavaka.
Natchenam kledyantyapo.
Natchenam kledyantyapo.
Na sasasyati maruta.
Na sasasyati maruta.
Someone gives his the tribe.
Nainam chidanti shastrani.
Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam dahati pavaka.
Nainam dahati pavaka.
Nachainam kledayanti apo.
Nachainam kledayanti apo.
Nashoshayati maruta.
Nashoshayati maruta. Someone else.
Nainam sindanti shastrani.
Nainam sindanti nashtrani.
Nainam dhanti pavaka.
Nainam dhanti pavaka.
Nachenam kleshanti apo.
Nachenam kledayanti apo.
Nashashanti bhuta.
Nashashasati maruta. Na,
na,
never,
never.
Enam,
enam,
disso,
disso.
Sindanti,
sindanti,
can cut to pieces,
sastrani,
sastrani, weapons,
weapons.
Na,
na,
never,
never.
Enam,
enam,
disso,
disso.
Dahati,
dahati,
burns,
burns.
Pavaka,
pavaka,
fire,
fire.
Na,
na,
never,
never.
Cha,
cha,
also,
also.
Enam,
enam,
the soul, kledyanti, moistens, apa, water, na,
never,
sushasati,
dries,
maruta,
wind.
The translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. Purport. All kinds of weapons swords, flame weapons, rain weapons, tornado weapons, etc., are unable to kill the spirit soul. It appears that there were many kinds of weapons made of earth, water, air, ether, etc., in addition to the modern weapons of fire. Even the nuclear weapons of the modern age are classified as fire weapons, but formerly there were other weapons made of all different types of elements. Fire weapons were counteracted by water weapons, which are now unknown to modern science. Nor do modern scientists have knowledge of tornado weapons. Nonetheless, the soul can never be cut into pieces nor annihilated by any number of weapons, regardless of scientific devices. The Mayavadi cannot explain how the individual soul came into existence simply by ignorance and consequently became covered by the illusory energy. Nor was it ever possible to cut the individual souls from the original supreme soul. Rather, the individual souls are eternally separated parts of the supreme Lord, of the supreme soul. Because they are atomic, individual souls eternally, sanatan, they are prone to be covered by the illusory energy, and thus they become separated from the association of the Supreme Lord, just as sparks of fire, although one in quality with the fire, are prone to extinguish when out of the fire. In the Varaha Purana, the living entities are described as separated parts and parcels of the Supreme. They are eternally so, according to the Bhagavad Gita also. So, even after being liberated from illusion, the living entity remains a separate identity, as is evident from the teachings of the Lord to Arjuna. Arjuna became liberated by the knowledge received from Krishna, but he never became one with Krishna. Nainam shindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavaka. Nachinam klediantiapo na sasashati marga. The soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. Now I will read the commentary of Bhujan Prabhu and from Purnachandra Maharaj. So, saying that the soul cannot be cut to pieces by any weapons you have in your chariot, in your chariot, by any of your sharp arrows or by sword, you cannot cut the soul, and the soul cannot burn by fire, like your angastra. What are the various shastras that Arjuna has? He has a fire shastra, a water shastra, so the soul cannot be killed by your fire shastra. The soul cannot be killed by water astra, that, or by wind astra, or vayu astra. None of these weapons that you have, Arjuna, can kill the soul. Don't worry about Krishna and Drona. And Arjuna says, but a burning house harms the living entities that are inside of the house. So won't the soul be harmed by the harming of the body? Then Krishna says, no harm will come to the soul even though the body is destroyed. No harm can come to the soul. Then he speaks this verse. Purnachandama is referring to the commentaries of Baladev Vidyabhushan on the Gita. Baladev Vidyabhushan, he puts lines between the Gita and to connect the verses better, which it's very genius. So here Prabhupada is referring to the soldiers who are lying down their lives on the battlefield. The animal is not conscious doing that, but is also getting a new body and is elevated. So similarly, the warriors, they get elevation being killed on the battlefield. Besides, they like fighting as it gives them some excitement. They are actually not afraid to die. It is like their religion, like going to church, going to the battlefield, like going to the temple. We lay down our bodies paying dandavats. They lay down their body on the battlefield once and for all. Dandavats. They go on immediately. They go to Svarga. That is the general idea in the Mahabharata and in Karmakanda. It's a lower level of religion, but still it's sacrifice. In chapter 2 we have 5 sections. Since Bhurijan Prabhu was the one who started doing this about 15 years ago, practically every year he would change the title a little bit. It was basically the same, but they were changing. I remember they changed maybe 4 or 5 times while he was teaching, and then I had my own preferences. Anyway, you don't have to become mental about these section titles, but at least you should know that what is the topic of the section. Whatever you call it, in this book Surrendering to Me, Bhujan has written from 1 to 10 Arjuna's doubts. And in the VTE manual it is given Arjuna's further doubts and surrender. And then 11 to 13 it calls Jnana, and they added it to the VTE manual. Fight, there is no death for the soul, because it is describing Sankhya Yoga. So it is called Jnana, and the purpose is fight, because there is no death for the soul. Then from 31 to 39 he called it in his book Karmakanda, and in the VTE manual they added fight by performing prescribed duties to gain material enjoyment. Then from 39 to 53, Buddhi Yoga, Nishkam Karma, and in the VTE manual, Buddhi Yoga, fight without any reaction. So they are adding some additional things. Then the last section, 54 to 72 in his book, is called Samadhi. In his book, the general approach was to make very short titles so that the devotees can remember them. In the VTE manual, they added some things to clarify what it means, Samadhi. In this manual, it is called Stita Prajna, and becoming fixed in Krishna consciousness. All the sections have the same length, and they have the same basic title and the same meaning. We are in the middle of the second section, which is about Jnana or Sankhya Yoga, and whatever you want to call it. And the last verse we did was 23, where Krishna was describing that Arjuna, you cannot kill the soul with any of the weapons you have in your chariot, with your arrows, your sword, or with your wind and water weapons. The soul cannot be destroyed by any of these things. Bhima and Drona changes body. It's just like giving up old, worn out, useless garments and accepting new garments. This is what is going to happen. So what is the problem? After explaining that the soul of Bhishma and the soul of Drona and all the kings assembled are eternal, Krishna continues to explain the qualities of the soul in a very analytical way. Again, this type of understanding on the Jnana platform is usually reached through analytical study. One is inactive and goes to the forest, not engaged in any activities whatsoever, and just fix himself. One does not engage one's body in any activities, because one is trying to understand that one is not a body by directing the consciousness inside, while usually we are directing our consciousness outside, trying exactly to understand who is through intelligence and different practices. It is an inactive path, because one gives up all activities to get realization on the Jnana platform. The soul, Krishna is telling Arjuna on the battlefield, and you have your arrows and your quiver, you have your different astras, you have your water weapons, you have your wind weapons, you have your fire weapon, and you have so many different weapons, but you should know that the soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon. So if you are worrying that you are going to kill Bhishma, you should understand that your arrows cannot cut Bhishma, because Bhishma is the soul. You cannot cut him. He's not a body, he's a soul. So the soul cannot be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire with your fire weapon. You cannot burn the soul. Your water weapon cannot moisten the soul, nor wind, nor your wind weapon. They cannot wither and dry up the soul. So this is the nature of the soul. It is existing eternally. And this is us. And this philosophy is presented in these first verses. After mentioning that the soul cannot be killed, he does not mention it again, because even up to this day in the Vedic culture, even the villagers who are uneducated and can't read, they understand that they are not their bodies and eternal souls. This is knowledge. If the heritage of the Vedic culture, and one who takes his birth in Bharat Varsha practically automatically attains this platform, which is even far beyond the realization of the greatest scientists of the world. They know so many things. They know how to make planes and that go so fast. But they don't know who they are, and therefore they are always in anxiety. They don't know where they are going. That is the most frightening thing. Not knowing what is going to happen to us at the time of death. They are living as they are their bodies, and therefore they are committing so many abominable activities. And everyone is making the same miscalculation, which is the same miscalculation that Arjuna made. He's not accepting the eternality of the soul. So the soul cannot be killed by any weapon, burned by fire or moistened by water or withered by the wind. Chaitanya manovistam staptam yena bhutam svam rupakadamyam dadati svapalam tikam pandyam siyu siyu ga padakam nam siyum vaishnavam sa siyupam jagachatam sakan ragnatam tam tam sa jivam sadvaitam sabadutam pajana saitam si krishna chitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sakalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsham Hey Krishna Kavna Sinodino Vandodhyatpate Kupesha Kupka Kanta Rada Kanta Namastati Tapta Kansna Gauranki Radevi Namastati Vishavana Sutta Devi Panamama Ariki Panka Kaptu Vyasha Kipasan Vivisha Patinam Pavana Vyo Vaishna Vyo Namana Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhattabhu Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutaya Srimati Bhakti Charasamrita Namo Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namo Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pachari Nirvishisha Singhavadi Paskachari Tazatani I read the verse once again. Nainam Chindanti Shastrani Nainam Dahati Pavaka Nachinam Klediantyapo Na Shosasati Maruta. The soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, and moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. So in this section of the Bhagavad Gita, Sankhya Yoga is explained, or Jnana Yoga. The characteristics of the soul are described. So, it's the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita that we are an eternal spirit soul, different from the body. But in our conditioned state, we have no idea what soul means. So that's very interesting. By accepting the body as a self, we forget our real self, and we get out of touch with our real self. But now we hear these qualities. These are eternal qualities of the soul. Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita, is Bhumira Panalavar Kam Manabudrivasa Ankaritya Mebina Bhakti Astada. There are 8 separate material energies. These are material energies: earth, air, ether, fire, and water, and false ego, mind, intelligence. These are separate material energies. Lower energies, inferior energies. As Krishna says, then, besides these inferior energies, there is a higher energy, superior energy, which comprises the living entities, the spirit soul. So we belong to this higher energy. And the lower energy cannot touch that higher energy. It's not possible. That's an important teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, is that the subtle is more powerful than the gross. The more subtle, the more powerful. The subtle controls, is meant to control the lower energy. So we learn in Bhagavad Gita in the 6th chapter, if we can control the mind, we can control the senses and the body. So that's a very important instruction. That is something which is very practical in our lives, if we understand that the subtle, the scientists are searching for the most subtle particle. They have this collider in Switzerland, where they try to split up an atom by Yeah, anyway. And then someone has so-called found the God particle. but in Bhagavad Gita he said that we are antimatter. Spirit means antimatter. It is nothing to do with matter. It's in Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter that even it says here, although the soul is in this body, it has nothing to do with this material energy, and it's not affected by this material energy. That's very interesting. But still we are in this body. Because of illusion, this illusion comes about when the consciousness, which is the symptom from the soul, if there is consciousness, we know this higher energy is there, everywhere where there is consciousness. But with our material instruments of the body, we cannot see or perceive the soul. Indirectly with our intelligence, we can know that it's there. That Srila Prabhupada makes the point that we accept so many things without factually seeing them. That without factually proving them, just by higher authority. This body is a machine which brings us in contact with this material world of matter. It's our way to express us through the inferior energy. But we have lost our pure consciousness, and by that we are only able to express us through the material energy. In the Bhagavatam somewhere it's explained that the source of consciousness is the soul, but the thing is that we are only conscious of what's going on in this world through the medium of the body, and we have to work through this body because we have lost our original consciousness. Like the soul, symptom is consciousness, but what's the activity of the soul? Activity of the soul is desiring. Of course we have to be careful because desires can pop up in the mind. It's a proposal of the material energy that may not be our desire, but that may become our desire if we identify with it. That's explained in 271, this first, at the end of the chapter, Apoyamaman Otsalapa system, the next line of the Sanskrit, Apoyamanam Otsalapa system, Samudranapa Pavishanti Advat. Tatvaka Mayam Pavishanti Serve Sasanti Mapnoti Nakami Kami. So, as rivers are naturally flowing into the river is not disturbed by these rivers entering, the ocean is not disturbed by the rivers entering into the ocean. So, in our mind, so many ideas and thoughts come up. We don't know where they come from. they pop up. And then if we identify with them, a desire comes up in the mind and we think, yes, that's my desire. Then we are lost. Thing is, where do these desires that pop up into the mind, where do they come from? And why are they appearing in our mind? For the conditioned soul, there is no problem. The idea comes up and they think, I'm the mind, I'm the desire. But a devotee, by the chanting of Hare Krishna, he becomes a little purified. And it comes to the point to get the power to say, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not this mind. And these things pop up in my mind. Where does it come from? It's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita that within the soul there is a super soul. And we are in this world, we are nitya bodhas, conditioned since time immemorial, eternally conditioned. That means, Srila Prabhupada explains, we cannot trace back our history when we have become conditioned. It's not possible to trace it back. It's so long ago. And in all these lives, we have got so many desires. And we wanted to fulfill these desires. But that's a problem. If you want to fulfill desires in this world, you will get the opposite. You become frustrated. So it's one life after another of unfulfilled desires and frustration. It's good that we don't remember them all. You will not be able to enjoy in this life if you remember all your frustrations of thousands of lives. But the super soul knows you had this desire in your last life and it did not work out. So the super soul gives again your desire in this life. It pops again in your mind. Because Krishna says, yeah, you wanted it in your last life. I give it back you, the desire. Here is your desire again. But a devotee, he comes to a state of sanity and he says, wait a minute, why does this pop up in my mind? This is a material desire that's meant to satisfy the body. That's very dangerous. I'm not going to do that. Just leave it there. And then it disappears, the desire. Mostly, sometimes it's too strong. Too strong. Then you have to tell your mind, I will do it later. Some delay. Delaying tactics. That sometimes it's too strong. But a devotee, he does not fulfill these desires. They pop up and he says, oh, that's due to my last life. I'm trying to fulfill the desires for 7 million lives now. So better to give it up. It will never go. That's material nature. It's not possible. So, therefore, devotee is not disturbed when that happens. he knows really what happens and why it happens and so on. That, but that's one kind of desire. The soul can also directly desire. But the problem is that because we are conditioned and we have this body, we can only know our own desires through the material energy. Who controls the material energy? Maya, Dyakshina, Prakriti, Chuchare, Chacharacharam. Maya, Dyakshina. Dyakshina means superintendent of Maya. Krishna, as a super soul, is a superintendent of Maya. So the soul desires, but that's in the spiritual energy. But you cannot perceive the spiritual energy in your conditioned state. So you cannot perceive your own desire. But Krishna as a super soul takes that desire and put it in your consciousness. So Krishna knows your desire before you know. That's very interesting. Mm. And then that, so you have two kinds of desires. Unfulfilled desires from previous lives or the desire of the soul. That we are completely dependent on the Supreme Lord, even to know our own desires. That is very interesting. That so we learn in Krishna consciousness that the subtle is more powerful. And that's the way to bring us to the spiritual platform. Subtle is on the level of desire, is on the level of the mind. The mind is more subtle than the gross material elements. But then this mind has to be directed by intelligence, which is even more subtle. And this intelligence has to be directed by transcendental knowledge. And that's what Krishna is giving us here, transcendental knowledge. If we are an eternal spirit soul which cannot be killed, why are we so in anxiety? Why is Arjuna in anxiety that he is going to kill his grandfather? In the 11th chapter, Krishna will show the universal form. He will say, time I am the destroyer of everything and everyone. That's Krishna. And he shows the universal form, and Arjuna sees Dronacharya, Bhishmadev all eating up by the universal form. And then Krishna says him, just be nirmita matram. Just be my instrument. He says to Arjuna. That's the position of the soul. Is acting as a spirit soul means to become an instrument in Krishna's hand. That, and by, but to become an instrument in Krishna's hand means developing the desire to come to that platform. Desire, if we just desire to be an instrument in Krishna's hand, you are a pure devotee. Just by developing that desire, That's what makes you pure. Because that will purify your consciousness, everything. Just by that desire. That's the key to get out of the material energy. Develop this desire. In the 12th chapter of the Gita, there Krishna says, best is if you can always think of me. But if you cannot do that, then follow the regulative principles of devotional service. Follow Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And try, and by doing that, you will develop a desire to attain me. So that's why we are doing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, to develop a desire to attain. If that is desire, the desire is equal to the principle explained in 241 of the Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasa Atmika Buddhi, one-pointed intelligence. One-pointed intelligence means acting only in the interest of the soul, and interest of the soul is to become an instrument in Krishna's hand. That's to develop that desire, that and that desire we see Queen Kunti had this pure desire to just be an instrument of Krishna. And she says to Krishna, please cut away the affection for my own kinsmen, for my own children, for my own. Cut this affection, because this keeps me on the platform that I'm absorbed in acting as a body. That's the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Act without being attached to the result. Definition of yoga in Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Yoga stakur karmana sangat fatvadansya siddha sitya samavutva. Yoga uchyate, samatvam yoga uchyate. Samatvam means equanimity in mind, balanced, being balanced in mind. Yoga is become balanced in mind, being equal in failure or success, because failure and success, that's on a material platform. We are not concerned with that. Failure or success on the material platform. We are concerned about connecting with the spiritual energy and dedicating all our energy in pleasing Krishna and the spiritual master. And that, if you do that, you will never fail. You may fail materially, but that has no meaning. Material means failing. Everyone will fail materially. That's finally, this body, everything will vanquish. All what you want to achieve in your life in relation to the body will be a failure. Guaranteed for everyone. So these are lessons to learn, because by acting as a soul, we come to realize and experience the soul. We cannot understand the soul by our material intelligence. It is not possible. Your brain is made of matter. With matter, you cannot understand spirit. But if we understand the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, although the brain is material, we can use the brain to bring this knowledge in practice. So that's a very deep science. The illusion is this affection for the body, for affection for what's material. Krishna has explained just before, this body, it changes as well. We give up one dress and we get another dress. Do we lament when we give up one dress and get a new one? No, we are happy. I get a new one. Good. So Arjuna, he has to kill the body, so-called, of Bhishma Dev, but Krishna says you cannot kill him. It's not possible. But look at all your weapons in your chariot. You cannot kill him. You can only help him to get a new body. And Bhishma, to get a good body, a new body, it's good because he has a very old body. If you get a new one, that's less problem. But of course, this knowledge, Prabhupada says that a little further, that repetition of something is necessary in order to understand the matter thoroughly without error. That's very interesting. Prabhupada Nanamaj told me in the beginning they were in New York, and then Srila Prabhupada went to San Francisco, to the other side of America. So they were calling, because in that time there was no internet, was on a landline, the phone, and the voice were calling where Srila Prabhupada was staying in the temple he was staying in, and it was asking what did Srila Prabhupada say this morning in the lecture. Mostly it was the same thing. He said, we are not his body, we are a spirit soul. So we hear that so many times. We are not his body, we are a spirit soul. But this repetition is necessary. One day we will get it. And really start to work on all these attachments we have created in our lives, to get rid of it, to get rid of this unnecessary attachment. It's called purification of the heart. Surely by this purification is done by hearing about Krishna. One can say, how is it that by hearing about Krishna I become purified? Then the question is, who are we? Krishna answers that in Bhagavad Gita. Mamaivam Sochi Veluke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are a part and parcel of Krishna. The soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is eternal, we are eternal. Krishna is full of knowledge. We are also meant to be full of knowledge. Krishna is full of bliss. We are also meant to be full of bliss. But Krishna is unlimited in that. We are limited. But that's our constitutional position. And by identifying with the body, we experience just the opposite. We think we are going to die. I'm temporary, because I think I'm the body. And I'm full of misery, because the body is full of misery. It's just darkness. And we have to come out of this well of darkness. Just by learning, by re-educating ourselves. By starting to learn how to act as a spirit soul, as ourselves. And just by acting as a spirit soul, that's called devotional service. Acting without interest for the body, but in interest of the soul. And interest of the soul is to be happy. That's what everyone wants. But we search it in matter, in temporary things. No, it's happiness comes and satisfaction of the heart when you act selflessly without asking something in return. That's called love. Devotional service means acting in love. That love means acting. Acting to please Krishna and the spiritual master. That's real love. What we think is love in this world. That's just absence of misery. It does not make sense. So everyone is searching for happiness in the wrong direction. And the whole society is helping us to go in the wrong direction. And as quick as possible. That's that kind of education Srila Prabhupada is saying is slaughterhouses of consciousness. Make sure one identifies with the body, that then acts as the body, because body means nationality. The body is born somewhere, and we come in illusion. We think, I've been born in that stretch of land, so I have this nationality, and this body, I'm a man or a woman. It's just separatist mentality. I'm belonging to a certain nationality, you are different from all other nationalities. So let's fight. That's what's happening. All this fighting in this world is based on this misconception. That's all. And for them it becomes a very serious business. So many died for their country. And there comes Hare Krishna and he says, you are in illusion. First thing they think about is Hare Krishna, put him in prison, or maybe he needs to see a psychiatrist. Anyway. But this illusion is so deep-rooted that by identifying with this body and acting as this body is not going to help. It makes it worse. That because to live in this country means how learn to exploit matter and exploit others. That's the philosophy of modern society. Become a good consumer. Consumption is not for the soul, it's for the body. For a temporary body. Which is like you get these plates, plastic plate, and then you finish and you throw it away. That's the body. And we are concerned with that. It will be food for worms and stool. Worms or whatever. That so this is the beginning of knowledge, ABC of Bhagavad Gita. Just understanding that point, I am not this body. If one realizes that, one does not lament when something goes wrong with the bodies of the so-called relationships with other bodies. That one does not make plans for the body anymore. Because one knows all plans I make for this body, it's in vain. Because it's not a real thing. It's just a temporary thing. And people become so engrossed in it that their career and is so important to become someone in this world. So many have become someone in this world, and then later it became nothing. It is just. Everyone is forgotten by time. That all these countries, all these planets, Krishna says, all will be destroyed. Gone. The whole thing. It's not only our bodies, the whole universe is temporary and will be destroyed. But we think this is our life. You come into this world and we are educated and you are this body. That you are born these days, you are born in a clinic. Then just first day the family comes to see you. Tudu, what a nice boy. There, you hear the first lie in your life. They are telling you are the body. There you go. Your first step in materialistic education. Of course, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport of Bhagavad Gita in the 6th chapter, where Krishna explains that one who practices yoga for a long time and is not successful, he takes birth in a family of highly elevated transcendentalists, pure devotees. And that's a great opportunity. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purpose, yes, my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saramaj, was born in a family of pure devotees. And I was also born in a family of pure Vaishnavas. So, in this material world, to come in contact with this movement and pure devotion and service, it's just a great mercy. And it's up to us to use this knowledge and start to practice this. Just by practicing devotional service, I remember when I started to chant Hare Krishna. It's just after a few weeks I had this feeling I'm not this body. Of course this was still from and is still from realizing that. But from in the beginning that feeling is there. I'm different from this body. It's just this, the practice of devotional service, it's like, you have the green mango and the ripe mango. Take a grape or a green coconut, we can say. Take a coconut from the palm tree and you put it in the sun. After a few days you take the coconut and then you move it and you hear something is moving inside. The flesh has come separated from the shell and you hear there is something inside. It's like that. We start to chant and we start to get this experience that, yes, I'm different from this body. Of course, that experience grows. In the beginning we think, yes, I'm different from this gross body, but one still identifies with the mind and is still a slave of the mind. But gradually, by the process of the voice service, one becomes purified, and especially chanting in the morning with great attention gives you spiritual power and start to give you the realization, I'm not this mind. I should not become a slave of this mind. Wait a minute. That transcendental knowledge, I have to act according to this transcendental knowledge and not to the dictations of my mind. And there the fight begins. then that's the process of anartha nivritti. Get control over the mind. That's the gradual process. But a little progress on this path, Krishna says, will protect you against the greatest danger. The greatest danger is to become the slave of the mind. Because the mind will drag you down if it's not controlled by transcendental knowledge. Therefore, the mind must be controlled with this transcendental knowledge. This transcendental knowledge we can hear from Bhagavad Gita. That's the beginning. It's nice to know it theoretically, but we have to bring it in practice. Theoretical transcendental knowledge will not bring us further. We have started to use this knowledge in practice. Therefore Krishna gives all these techniques in Bhagavad Gita, spiritual techniques, Srila Prabhupada calls them, and we have to bring them in practice. And that practice is given by Krishna from within to realization. And this realization will lead to experience the qualities of the soul. Because here they are described, but by devotional service in a practical sense we can experience how we are eternal. And you become free from anxiety, you become prasanatma. We understand I'm different from this body. Why should I lament? The body will break down anyway. Nothing to lament. Everyone goes to the same thing. And why making plans for the body? It's useless to get designations for the body. That's one thing. I'm going to get designations for the body, it will make me happy. But it will not. You remain the same miserable person. So one gives that up. Pachati yatakaman, Krishna says. Sarvaparta manogatan. All these designations for the body, it's just manogatan. It's an invention of the mind. But people live in that illusion and these inventions, and they find it very important. All the publicity that you see is based on that, trying to trap people. But Bhagavad Gita says it's manogatam, it's the concoction of the mind. Do this, do that, and you will become happy. That's the publicity of Maya. That's very powerful. Anyway, the soul cannot be cut to pieces, cannot be killed. Anyway, that's good news. We are eternal. The bad news is we don't believe it yet, but but the good news is we are eternal. And Krishna gives us the process how to realize it. It's up to us. So, any questions, comments, corrections, chastisement? Yes.
Thank you very much. You know, when the soul is, you know, entrapped in this material consciousness, you mentioned that, especially for the conditioned soul, they have so many desires coming through. Then, you know, when the desires don't get fulfilled, life after life, do those desires get more and more perverted and degraded? Because you see in society a lot of people have got very criminal desires. Is it because they weren't fulfilled for whatever reason? Because maybe they didn't have the karmic qualification to fulfill them. So those same desires, they just get more and more degraded. And is that how a person falls from sattva-gun into rajagun and tamagun? Because I understand that our base guna when we're here is the sattva-gun.
Maya has two functions. It brings you in illusion. That's the first function. And the second function is it's going to drag you down. So that's what's happening, victims of Maya. That you're in the mode of passion, Maya wants to go to bring you to tamas. That and if people are just running after these desires, that's madness. That's madness means creating more and more enemies in the mind, becoming more and more powerful. And it's a lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy, and few more bodies. they come all to occupy your mind, and the mind becomes an instrument to bring you to hell as soon as possible. and that's what's happening to people. But the society helps with that.
Yeah.
All this tries to get to create lust in all people's hearts. That's called publicity. Yeah, promoting. You go to Google, you want to see the news. There is a video of the news. And the first thing you think you are going to see the news, but there is an advertisement. Everywhere you see. Entering to so many ways, Maya is as a whole network, webs, a whole web. That anyway, that's she's very good. So people who have no idea who they are just a victim of Maya. Can do against it. They have no knowledge that, and those in ignorance, they think yes, irreligion becomes religion, religion becomes irreligion. It's just the opposite. One in ignorance cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. One in passion cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That passion means the body. So it gets a great mercy that we have this possibility to understand the self, at least start to understand it, that that's Maya. But Maya is a devotee and she does her job very good. First class devotional service. But of course she becomes different for devotees. It becomes different if we perform devotional service. We are not under the power of Maya. Krishna will direct our karma. He directs it. Does not mean Krishna takes away our karma. No, he will direct it in such a way that we make devotion, we make progress. Narada Muni in his previous life, he came to a point that he got a moment realization that he was a spirit soul and he was burning from ecstasy, but then Krishna disappeared from his heart. And a voice came, "You will not see me anymore in this life. But by your desire to see me again and your chanting, you will become purified." So Krishna did not take away Narada Muni's karma in his previous life, but used it to purify that. So that's the difference. We are out of the jurisdiction of mind. But those who are under the control of Maya, illusion will become deeper and deeper, and they go down, and the most perverted desire, material desires, will come up. It has no end. That's what I could say. Got something else? 9 o'clock.
You mentioned in the class a little bit earlier, you said that purification is done by hearing about Krishna.
Yeah,
so
that's one of the methods.
Yes. So it's kind of easy. You can say, "Well, I'm hearing about Krishna, or I'm becoming purified." But maybe if you could just kindly expand a little bit on, go a bit deeper in terms of what you actually mean by hearing.
Well, you read a verse from Bhagavad Gita, you close the book and try to repeat it. If you have heard with attention, you will be able to repeat it. So that's a problem. The verse from the Bhagavatam, let's say, in this age of Kali, everyone is short-sighted, lazy, always disturbed. People are disturbed in this age because, in Bhagavad Gita, the reason is given: Bhogasvaya Prasaktinam Maya Parita Setasanti. So they are disturbed because they have so many material desires to fulfill, and always in anxiety. Then you cannot fix your mind on hearing about Krishna. But if we make only a little endeavor and start to hear, something will come true. And that's a good start. And the more we hear, the more, Srila Prabhupada said, the more we hear, repetition of something is necessary in order that we understand the matter thoroughly without error. So we have to hear without error.
Mm.
So we have to hear constantly. Then we will start to understand who Krishna is. That the first discovery this. I was thinking I was the controller, but he is the controller. so that's the first thing. Krishna is in control of everything. Oh, I was thinking I was the doer, but Krishna is the doer, and that Krishna is the source of everything. So one comes to know who Krishna is, and one comes to know that finally that I'm the servant of Krishna. That's my position. That happens by hearing, and there the thing becomes corrected. Because how did we fall in this material nature? The first thing is we forget Krishna. If you forget Krishna, then you forget yourself, because we are servant of Krishna. If you forget the self, you start to identify with the body. And when you identify with the body, the next step of all illusion comes. This is mine. And there you go. Exploitation. So this is the reverse. By hearing, we start to understand, yes, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. And just by acting in that capacity, you become liberated. You will become purified and liberated. And it starts by this hearing process. And that first time I read Bhagavad Gita, I didn't understand anything. Now, after 25 years, something comes through. but not much yet. But it's happening, something comes through. So that's hope. Mostly we want, in the material world, we want things immediately enjoyment. But it doesn't happen on the spiritual platform. It's, Srila Prabhupada says, it's the slow process of devotional service. Of course, for some it can go quicker. It depends what progress you have made in previous life. Some are really quickly detached. But anyway, once you are on the path of devotional service, Krishna takes over. Then that. I was also a family man with children and so many things and so many anxieties and problems. At a certain moment, Krishna took everything away. So what do I have left to be attached to? My recorder, or my Bhagavad Gita, my computer, my last attachment. But you lose it all. So Krishna makes the arrangement that we just have to surrender to his service. Krishna will make arrangements. And that's the fate Srila Prabhupada makes in the Bhagavad Gita, is by serving Krishna I will reach perfection. That simple thing. That's the whole thing of Bhagavad Gita. We don't need more. But accepting this different thing. Surrender. But not now. I've still so many plans and that's still some I want Krishna, but also Maya. That's the problem. I want both, but it doesn't go together. The serving Maya becomes more and more difficult, and then the frustration becomes so heavy that now I give it up. It doesn't work anyway. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Antara Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki.
Grace, Shukru, Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.